right, doing the lineup here now for the Warriors.
From the T-Jack, 5'7", senior captain number 11, Jamin Newman. From Nicholas, a 5'9", senior guard, co-captain, number 15, Anthony Yakunin. From King Cole, a 5'9", freshman guard, number 20, Ian Samuelson. From the Warriors, a 5'7" freshman, number 23, Nikita Pepelov. From King Cole, a 5'10" sophomore, number 25, Connor Samuels. From the Warriors, a 6'1" sophomore, number 32, Neil Fournier. From King Cole, a 5'8" junior, number 40, Captain Ethan Mack. From Nicholas, a 5'11" sophomore, Captain number 35, Jonah Bepalov. And from the Team Jacks, a 6-foot senior captain, number 44, Paul Hamilton. Head coach of the Warriors, Steve Price. Head coach of the Team Jacks, Randall Newman. For this contest, Mike Gray, Jim Reach, and Sebastian Singleton.
All right, we're underway now, and I doubt you were able to really hear that, but the acoustics in here are just ginormous. We've got two different courts going at once. A big game, lots of fans here for King Cove. Nicolaevitz, of course, being on the peninsula. They've got their own fans, but Nicolaevitz is also playing on the other court. This is a championship game. King Cove will be playing for the consolation bracket champion. And, of course, they have played Nicolaevitz earlier this year on the road trip. Nicolaevitz suffered a significant loss, 32-66. They were down a couple players, though, on the last game, so don't let that score fool you. This is going to be a different contest. We are just about to tip off the ball now. Here comes P.J. Hamilton. He's going to go up against a very tall 32, Neil Gordev. But tip-off goes in favor of King Cove, and Jamin Newman has the ball. Yesterday we saw a great game against Selawik. King Cove really doing a good job playing the ball they wanted to play. Fast breaks were a key component. We'll see if they can keep the tight defense, because they are a defensive team, and the fast breaks going. P.J. Hamilton now on the bottom post. He bounces it off of number 3 to an out-of-bounds. That's Jeremy Nelson, and he didn't have a lot to do there, so he saw three black jerseys. Bounces it off a foot, goes out-of-bounds, toss it on the baseline. Now the ball is in the hands of Ian Samuelson. He's on the right-hand side of the key, pulls up his dribble. Sees PJ at the top of the perimeter. Who hands it off to Jamin? Jamin moves to the right-hand side, bounces over to Ian. Ian grabs the ball and starts moving left now on the top of the perimeter. The long-distance three from Jamin doesn't go down. Rebound by PJ. PJ puts up the putback off the back iron, picked up by 15 this time, Anthony Yakinen. And here comes Nicolaevitz moving quick. Nicolaevitz sporting their black jersey. Oh, and there's a bad crossover, gets picked up by Ian, hands off to Jamin. Oh, Jamin misses the a breakaway layup. But there's Connor picking up the shot, puts it up for two, and first blood scored by King Cove. Here comes number 3, Jeremy Nelson, number 15, to the bottom right post, number 32, puts up a shot, doesn't go in. That was Neil Gordiv. And there's the rebound, Ethan Mack, I think, pulling down the board, gets TJ over to Jamin now for another three-point shot. Ooh, that one barely missed. Ethan with a soaring rebound, puts it up, but he's too close to the rim, and it hits the right-hand side and goes back down, this time picked up by the Nicolaevitz Warriors. Here's Jerby. Shot. Oh, three-point shot, and it's good. And just like that, with 6 minutes to go, the score is 3 for Nicolaevitz, 2 for King Cove. Jerby playing a very good job as point guard. You can see he's going to be a good playmaker. Here's King Cove. PJ with the ball. Pump fakes. Brings it into the lane. pulls back. Oh, goes for the shot. Tipped away by 32. Gordieff picked up by Jamin. His shot doesn't quite make it to the rim. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. Throw in for Nikolaevic. Like I said earlier, King Coast sporting their home jerseys, the white and black, and then the black on red, going for Nikolaevic Warriors. Pass down to the bottom right post, number 35, the intended receiver, Jonah Fesilov. Does not pick it up, goes out of bounds on the baseline off of the Warriors. And that'll be a throw-in in their own, underneath their own baseline for King Cove. Robert Christensen subs in now, and Ethan Mack will sit down for a moment, get some fresh legs. 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. Again, the score 2-3 in favor of Nikolaevic. Coach Newman calling out the play. Jamin with the ball. He takes it over to Connor. Connor looking for help. He finds Ian. Ian drives into the lane. Floats up. Nice. Nothing. Doesn't happen in there defensively. He takes advantage and puts it in for two. Four now for King Cove. Three for Nikolaevic. Here comes Jeremy Nelson. He brings her to left-hand side. Pass back to number 35. Now number 23. Ooh, nice little shot off the glass. Nikit Fesilov. And here's Jamin now moving quickly with the ball. He hands off to Ian. Ian in between the half court and the perimeter. He takes a long shot. Doesn't quite go in. Out of bounds. Well, possession will go to Nikolaevic. And the coach telling Ian, don't take those shots. A little bit too far out. We are going to play inside because that's what was really key for them. They don't need to win from the three-point line. Take it in. Here comes Nelson. He drives up really quick. Posts up. Puts the shot. Follows his rebound. Hits all over the place. And on the ground, P.J. Hamilton finally gets it. He gets over to Ian. Ian's on a fast break. Crossover behind the back. Pulls up. He had two defenders in front of him, and he wisely waits for the rest of the team. He passes now to Jamin. Jamin brings it up to the top of the three-point line. Bottom now to the post. Oh, Robert Christensen drives in. Nice hook. Puts it in for two. And that was a great baseline drive into the middle of the paint and just floats up. He just saw the lane, took it, and puts it in. 4:30 to go now in the first quarter. The score is 6 for King Cove, 5 for Nikolaevic. You can already tell these two teams are going to be very well matched for one another as we play for the championship here in the consolation bracket. Got to say a big thank you right now to our sponsors. Of course, Penn Airways for making this happen. They were a great supporter this year in our broadcast, especially during the road trip. Newman Corporation for always helping out and being there for Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and helping our broadcast be a success. Wastech Electronics, and of course, Tel Alaska for their continuous support. It'll be a throw-in on the baseline. We're looking at a full-court man-to-man press now for King Cove. Glad to see this. They played the full court a lot against Sandpoint, and I have not seen it really at all during the tournament, so it'll be good to see this happen here. There's a pass in. Number 3, Jeremy Nelson, has two guards around him. He has to find number 35. And they're able to get it past half court. Number 23 with the ball. That is Nikit Fesilov. He finds Jeremy Nelson. He drives to the right-hand side. Pulls up for the jumper. Doesn't go in. Rebound. Oh! Number 35 tried to do for the putback, but P.J. just slams it out of there. Ball's in the hands of Jamin Newman. He pulls it now over to P.J., who gets Ian. Ian with a scoring catch. He brings it down and sells it in. To the left-hand side, Connor Samuelson. Now to P.J. on the baseline. P.J. drives in, spins around, puts it up. Puts it up, doesn't go in. Nice shot off the glass, though. He gets his own board and does the putback. 2 points for King Cove. 8-5 now in favor of the T-Jacks. Here comes Nelson. He gets to the sideline. He has two guards around him. Gets 15 now. Ooh, the back door. Number 23 puts up a shot. That's Nikit Fesilov. It doesn't go in. Rebound by King Cove. But, man, you got to watch out for that back door. Jamin Newman with the ball. When you play that two-man trap, you play a high defense, and that opens up the back door for someone to bring it in there for a wide-open shot, and that's exactly what they had. Here's Connor. He pulls up a shot for three off the front rim, picked up by number 32, the tall forward, Neil Gordiv. Jeremy Nelson with the ball. He takes it now to the right-hand side on the sideline. 35, pass into the bottom post. 32 puts it up. Nice post off the glass for two for Nikolaevic. Again, Neil Gordiv. Jamin's got the ball for King Cove. He takes it past half court and pulls back. He's immediately met by Jeremy Nelson. Putting some good pressure on Jamin, but he dribbles past him. Goes in, loses it, saves it, but puts it right back in to Nelson. Nikolaevich with the ball. He's got guys on the bottom. Bounce pass into the paint. Intended receiver number 15, Anthony Yakinen, but that goes out of bounds. Ethan Mack will be subbing back in. Good matchup so far here. King Cove with 8, with Nikolaevich with 7. 2:36 to go here in the first quarter. And King Cove playing a good game, defensively working hard, but Nikolaevich has a very good way of passing the ball in, moving the ball forward, able to take advantage of the high defense. They've had a lot of good open looks, have not been able to successfully score on those opportunities, though. So that's really working in favor of King Cove, but that could shift. They start making some of those shots, and the score could turn really quickly. King Cove having a good time offensively working the ball in to the post. They're similarly having a hard time getting the ball to fall into the bucket. But, again, these things change as the game goes on. 2:36 to go here in the first quarter. P.J. Hamilton will have the ball for King Cove. And there's a buzzer. Waiting for one more buzzer, calling the guys in. And P.J. will have Jamin wide open to throw in. No full court pressure from Nikolaevich. So Jamin will jog the ball up past half court. He'll be met by Jeremy Nelson, but before Jeremy can get to him, he takes to the right-hand side and passes it to Ian Samuelson. Ian drives into the lane, pulls up for a floating jumper. Oh, just over the rim. Swish for 2. 10 now for King Cove. 7 for Nikolaevich. Here comes Nelson with the ball. He weaves around. He's met by Ian. There's a trap. Ian and Jamin try and put pressure, but he takes to the right-hand side. Gets to the perimeter. Pass to the top post, 32, Gordiev. Now to 15, Yakikin. Puts it up, shot, doesn't go down, off the back iron, rebounded by Christensen, but the pass by Christensen gets tipped away by Anthony Yakinen. Jamin's right there, pick it up, and he gets it over to Ian. Ian tries for a bounce pass to Ethan, but it goes off the foot of the Nikolaevich player. And that'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket for King Cove. Calls in the play. DJ pass to Ian. Ian with it, and he takes it to the perimeter. Towards the top, pulls up for a long three-point shot. Oh, good line, doesn't quite make it in, bounces around the rim, and into the hands of Jeremy Nelson. Nelson with the ball, weaving around. He pulls back and lets the team catch up. Over to 33 now, that's Solomon Moldehai. Oh, and the ball goes to the ground, and there's Ethan and Moldehai fighting for it. And they're going to call that a foul. Pushing against number 15, Anthony Yakunin. Anthony Yakunin, he entered into the fray and pushed a little bit too hard. Levi Larson coming up to the center to sub in. Ball's in the hands of King Cove. Ian Samuelson with it, looking for someone. He finds Damon on the right-hand side. Good movement offensively from King Cove. They're really moving their plays around. DJ, good screen on the bottom post. Gets Christian wide open. Looks like a little 2-3 zone being played. Oh, there's a great shot from P.J. Hamilton from about 15 feet out. Puts it up for 2. Here comes Jeremy. Oh, the ball almost stripped from him, but he works his way through. This time the ball is stripped from him. Jamin's got one defender on his right. He bounces into Ethan just on the other side, and that's how you do it right there. 14 for King Cove, 7 for Nikolaevich with under a minute to go here in the first quarter. And this defensive pressure really giving the Warriors a hard time. And there's 35 drives in. Jonah Fefalov doing a really good job working past some traffic and putting up the ball for 2. 9 now for Nikolaevich, 14 for King Cove. Ian Samuelson, nice dribble work. Takes it outside, just inside the perimeter. Oh, and dribbles all around Heartbreak Hotel as he tries to get the ball in. Doesn't quite go down. Rebound being fought for. Jamin almost got his hands on it, and it goes out of bounds off of King Cove. Throwing on the sideline. He'll go to Nelson. His pass over to 35. Jonah Fefalov goes out of bounds off Fefalov, and that will be a sideline throw-in for King Cove. Substitution for the Warriors, number 23, Nikit Fefalov, will come in for 35, Jonah Fefalov. Here's a throw-in with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Jamin Newman's got the ball. 14-9 in favor of King Cove. He'll take his time and just go for one more shot. Ball now in the hands of Ian. Ian at the half-court line. He moves, starts dribbling. He's met by 33. pulls up for a jumper. 1 second on the clock. Oh, drains it. And that's how you're going to end the first quarter right there with 2 points. Ian just doing a great job rolling up there and draining it. 16 for King Cove, 9 for Nikolaevsk as we end the first quarter. And King Cove looking good, playing really solid and consistent basketball. We have seen a tight defense, and that has been able to allow King Cove the opportunity to expand their lead significantly in the first quarter because Nikolaevsk is having a really hard time converting buckets, and King Cove, with that pressure, forcing turnovers, taking those fast breaks, and making points happen. See how the game continues on. Of course, the great thing about high school basketball is things can change in just a matter of minutes. Here comes the teams breaking. King Cove breaks from the huddle first. We got a fresh 8 minutes on the clock, and we'll come now to the second quarter. Again, the score is 16 for King Cove, 9 for Nikolaevsk. Only one foul on the board against Nikolaevsk. That was a pushing against 15, Anthony Yakunin, or Yakunin, I believe you would say his name. All right, the boys from Nikolaevsk now entering the court. Possession, I believe, will go to the Warriors. Yep, here's 33. Belmon Moldadhai will throw it in. He's looking for Nelson. He gets Derby Nelson, who walks it across half court. He's got Ethan and Jamin waiting for the trap. Ethan meets him, gets picked off, but Jaren's right there to pick up the assignment. All the way to the left-hand side now. Long shot for three. Bounces around the rim. Doesn't go in. DJ with the rebound. DJ moves the ball quickly to the sideline. He's got a wide-open Ethan on the bottom. Oh, but Ethan just can't quite get his hands off him on it. It tips up off his fingers and goes out of bounds. That was the right play to make right there, but just a really strong pass. Ethan had just got to his spot, and it was hard for him to keep his hands on it. Good passing right now by Nikolaevsk. They get the ball number 32. That's Neil Gordiev. He finds Nelson. Nelson with the ball now. Telling back to Gordiev. Back to Nelson. Nelson takes it over to the left-hand side. Outside the perimeter. Puts up a shot for three off the far side of the rim. Rebound goes to Nikolaevsk. Now 23. 23 bounce pass to Nelson. Nelson puts it off. Oh, off the glass. It just doesn't go down. And there's a putback attempt by Anthony Yakunin. Doesn't go in. And finally, there it is. Nelson with two. That's 11 for Nikolaevsk now. And that was a good three rebounds for Nikolaevsk to have that chance. You cannot give them that many opportunities. Good pass into the right side of the post. DJ Hamilton takes it up. Up for two. Nice hook shot. 18 now for King Cove. Here's 32 to Yakunin. Yakunin puts a shot. Goes high off the glass. He gets his own board. No one there stopping him. He's on the baseline. He's got defenders all around. The ball gets tipped away into the hands of TJ. Hamilton with the ball on the sideline. He spins around. Takes it to the center now. Moves it up to the left-hand side. Connor wide open. Back to TJ. All the way around the horn now to the top of the perimeter. Jamin with the ball. He takes it to the free throw line where he passes it in to PJ. PJ puts up a shot. Spins around. Good. 2 points. Long distance two. And here's the ball now to Nelson. He got the pass from number 23, Nikit Fefilov, almost got stripped away from him, and Nelson's met by two defenders. He gets number 32, Neil Gordiev. Gordiev now all the way to the other side of the post. Back to Nelson. Nelson for three. Off the back iron. Rebound by Connor. Good pull down by Connor. His pass to Levi hits him in the back, and Levi goes to the ground with Connor. And those boys, as they fight for the ball, good hustle by Levi and Connor. Substitutions now. Ethan's going to sit down. Levi's going to sit down. Ian back in the game, as well as Robert Christensen. Now, they'll be on the sideline now inside their own territory for Nikolaevsk. The score was 5:50 to go in the first half. 20 for King Cove, 11 for Nikolaevsk. Nelson with the ball. He throws it in to number 23. 23's got defenders all around him. Back to Nelson. Nelson shakes and bakes, takes to the right-hand side, puts it up. Nice little post-off from just inside the perimeter. Doesn't quite go down. Rebounded by Robert Christensen. He quickly hands it to Ian. Ian moves up fast off the right-hand sideline. Spins around, takes it right, pulls up for the jumper inside the three-point line. Doesn't go down. Quick rebound by Nelson. He's got Ian in front of him. He takes it up. Nice job getting past the defense. Ian doing a good job not drawing the foul. Not giving the foul, I should say. But that's 2 points for Nikolaevsk. Here comes Jamin now with five to go in the first half. Bounced it over to PJ. CJ drives in. He spins all the way around, takes it to the opposite side, left hand in. Beautiful shot. 22 for King Cove, 13 for Nikolaevich. Ball now in the hands, 35. That is Jonah Fefelov. His pass to 23 gets intercepted quickly by Connor. Connor finds Damon, and Damon pulls up. Bounce pass over to Ian. Ian on the left-hand side of the three-point line. Triple threats it around. Oh, high pass over to Robert Christensen. Robert has to jump up as high as he can to try to grab it, and it goes off his fingertips and out of bounds. Throw it on the sideline for Nikolaevich. 30-second timeout. Being called by Nikolaevich. 4:43 to go here. As always, saying thank you to our sponsors, Penair, WazTac Electronics, Schumigan Corporation for their continuous support, and, of course, Tel Alaska for their continual support as well. This has been a great year for King Cove. They are right now playing for their championship opportunity in the consolation bracket. They will walk away the winner. And, you know, we had the third-place games and the fourth-place games happen before this for the 1A boys bracket. And technically, King Cove has had to win more games than those teams. They had to fight their way all the way through the consolation bracket, and they have just dominated their competition so far. Hopefully they can continue that streak here with Nikolaevich. Here comes number 35. That is Jonah Fefelov. He dishes out number 12 over to Nelson now. Jeremy Nelson at the top of the perimeter. His pass gets tipped up. Ian, who finds a breakaway Jamin. Jamin on the left-hand side with a right-hand foot up. Puts down for two. Jamin doing some full-court pressure against number 23. Almost forced the turnover. 23, that is Nikit Fefelov. Finds Darby. Oh, but there's a steal as the ball goes to number 35, Jonah Fefelov. Ian pulls it out, gets to Jamin. Jamin drives into the lane, bounce pass to the paint, where there's BJ with a beautiful left-handed hook. Oh, 26 for King Cove, 13 for Nikolaevich. And man, great job moving the ball around for King Cove. See Ethan Mack going into sub now. Nelson with the ball for Nikolaevich. He takes it to the perimeter, right-hand side, pulls up for a jumper. Connor puts a hand in his face. Ball does not go down. Robert Christensen with the board. Quickly finds P.J. Hamilton. Hamilton drives in. He's got a wide-open Connor Samuelson on the left-hand side. Puts it up off the glass. Oh, doesn't quite go down. Rebound by Hamilton. Over to Ian. Pass around the left-hand side. Jamin for three. Doesn't go in. Connor gets the board. He forces a shot. Doesn't go in. Off to the left-hand side of the rim. And rebound this time by Nikolaevich. Here comes Nelson. He takes it to the right-hand side. Pump fake, and I think they're going to, and that's going to be a blocking call against, that was an interesting play because Nelson lost control of the ball, but he moves into Connor, and that's going to be a blocking call against Connor. All right, lots of substitutions now for Nikolaevich. They have the ball on their own baseline. Pass in, Nelson for three. Oh, man, spins all the way around the rim and does not drop. What a robbery for him. But it works in favor of King Cove. He's had a really hard time sinking his baskets. Ian for three, and that one will find its way to the bottom of the net. 29 for King Cove, 13 for Nikolaevich. Just under three to go here in the first half. Nelson with the ball. He's met by two defenders. Damon putting tight pressure on him. He's able to find Fefelov. Jonah Fefelov, he's got his own defenders around him. So he passes back out to Nelson. Now to the top post, 32, with a great, great little jump shot from just inside the free throw line. Neil Gordiev for two. Here comes Jamin Newman. He passes off to Ian. Ian's got Nelson all over him. Ian moving all the way around. Pass back to Jamin to the free throw line now. P.J. Hamilton, and the ball gets tipped away by number 23, but he got a little hand contact there. Nikit Fefelov. Fouling against PJ, so that'll be a throw-in on the sideline for King Cove. Ethan Mack now in the game, and he'll throw in the ball. There's a throw-in to PJ. He's on the right-hand side of the baseline. He finds a running Ethan Mack, who puts up a shot, doesn't quite make it in. And rebound by 32, Steele Gordiev for Nikolaevich. Here comes Nelson. He finds Gordiev. Gordiev now to Yakunin on the baseline. He tries to drive in, but PJ stops that from happening. Pulls back out, passes over to number 35, Jonah Fefelov. Jonah puts up a shot, and that's good for three. Nice, with pressure all around, able to sink it. Under two to go now, 29 for King Cove, 18 for Nikolaevich. And here's King Coe with the ball. Oh, a pass to P.J. Owens gets tipped off, but P.J. keeps control. Nice post-up shot from the post. Nice jump shot from the post. Does not quite make it in, and we got some debris in the field now. That pauses the game. Oh, and they're calling a foul there. They're calling that. Okay, they're calling a foul against number 23, Nikit Fefalov, against TJ. He'll shoot for two. Drains that first one. Levi Larson checking in now. He's going to come in for Connor. All right, PJ now at the line, taking a second shot. That one bounces around the front of the rim, but it's kind to him, and it goes down. 31 now for King Cove, 18 for Nikolaevich. Here comes Nikolaevich moving fast. Jonah Fefalov, he finds Anthony Yakunin on the bottom side of the post and puts it on the right-hand side off the glass for two. And Jamin Newman with the ball, almost gets the ball taken away from him by Anthony Yakunin, but he holds on and gets it to Ian. Ian at the top of the perimeter, he moves to the right. Good defense from Nikolaevich, but Ian, you can't stop that. No matter how much pressure you put on him, Ian will sink baskets. 33 now for King Cove with 1:15 in the first half. Good first half for King Cove. Here's Jonah Fefalov with the ball. His shot does not go down. PJ was all over him. Jamin on the fast break, bounce pass to Ian. Ian puts it up. Oh, off the glass. Gets a little contact. No foul called, and it doesn't go in. Pass into the paint. Almost gets into the hands of PJ, who was diving for it onto the floor. Doesn't quite happen, though, and Nelson ends up with the ball. Pass all the way around the horn by Nikolaevich. 23 puts up a shot. Good for three. Nikit Fefalov. The arc has definitely been a big factor here for Nikolaevich. They're only 10 points down this game, and if it weren't for three-point shots, they'd be a lot further behind. Oh, and there's a blocking charge against Anthony Yakunin, who was trying to poke the ball out of Jamin's hands, but he gets right in the way, and Jamin just pounds into him, knocks Anthony into the ground. And Nikolaevich trying to play some real, real high-pressure defense. And when you, like what we saw against Selowick, when you start playing that kind of defensive pressure, you can force turnovers, and you need to, but you also start fouling more if you're not able to make the turnovers happen. And that's what we're seeing happen now with four fouls for Nikolaevich. I think three of those happening in the last quarter. DJ Hamilton with the ball. He calls out the play, pulls it to the left, pulls back, lots of traffic all the way to the other side of the three-point line. Ian passed over to Jamin. Jamin from the free throw line. That's good for two. 35 for King Cove. 23 for Nikolaevich. 3 seconds to go. Nelson with the ball. He's got one chance to put up. Long shot. Oh! Just short of the rim. Great shot by Jeremy Nelson. And as we enter into the end of the first half, the score, King Cove with 35. Nikolaevich with 23. And King Cove doing a really good job maintaining their lead and controlling the basketball game. They're playing the fast break offense that we saw before. Strong defense. You know, they are a defensive team first and foremost. I will stand by that all day long. I was talking to Coach Newman about the past two games that they've played. And, you know, he was just saying that they are trying to play offensively a lot of times, but really they are a defensive team. And, you know, we're seeing their defense coming in much more effectively in these last two games. And that's what we need to see happen. All right, and we are ending now the first half. Again, as we go into the third quarter, the score will be 35 for King Cove, 23 for Nikolaevich. 9 minutes left on the clock, and we're going to hand it over to you at standpoint.
Sounds good.
Dave, you there?
I'm here, Austin. Thanks. You hear me?
All right. Oh, yes, Big Wave. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, we'll switch over to Smashing Pumpkins, one of your favorite. And just let me know when you want to go back.
Thank you. I know it's Wednesday, 90s day. Thank you for the pumpkins.
Oh, you bet. See you in a few minutes.
We're back here live at the Sullivan Arena. The consolation championship between the Nikolaevich Warriors and the King Cove T-Jacks. Coming in here into the second half, the score is going to be 35 for King Cove, 23 for Nikolaevich. And we've had a really well-fought game, but defense has been the key for King Cove. Let's run down the scores really quick. For the Nikolaevich Warriors, Jeremy Nelson has leading the points with 7 for the Warriors. Anthony Yakunin chiming in with 2. Nikita Fefalov with 5. Neil Gordiev with 4. And Jonah Fefalov with 5. On the King Cove side, T-Jacks, Jamin Newman making a lot of good plays happen, but he's got 4 points to his name as well. Ian Samuelson with the second highest scoring of 11. Robert Christensen and Connor Samuelson with 2 apiece. Also Ethan Mack with 2, but the points leader of the game so far has been P.J. Hamilton. He's running all over the place, making defensive and offensive plays happen. But here we go. Starting off the third quarter now, King Cove will have possession of the ball. And here comes P.J. He drives into the post, dishes out to Ethan. Ethan off the glass for 2. Doesn't go down. P.J. gets a board. Puts a putback off the glass. That one doesn't go in. And Ethan tries for the second putback, but he gets 3 hands in front of his face, and that's enough to stop it from happening. But, man, 4th rebound happening there as James took a shot for 3 that did not go in, and P.J. Hamilton just gets the 4th forward in a row for King Cove, and this time the ball does go in. 35 with the ball now. His pass over to Yakunin does not go in. That's Jonah Fefalov, and Ethan Mack gets a breakaway, but he passed over to Ian on the right-hand side of the post. And the ball spins around the rim and in. 39 now for King Cove. Strong start to the third quarter here. All right, 32's got it. That is Neil Gordiev. Gordiev now to Nelson. Nelson with the ball. Dribbles around traffic. Nice little floating jump shot. Oh, spins around the rim. Does not go in. Rebound by 32. That is Neil Gordiev, and he puts it in. But what a cross-court pass to Ethan. And that one goes down. He takes it all the way in, gets a little contact from 32, Neil Gordiev, but still able to convert the bucket into points. 35 now, that's Jonah Fefalov. Jonah passes over to 23, Nikita Fefalov, all the way around to the other side of the horn, where Nelson puts up a shot for 3 on the baseline, doesn't go in. Ethan Mack with the ball, he finds Ian. Ian on the post, shot does not go in, but easy rebound for Ethan. He puts it up, doesn't go in. Yakunin with the board, and not a lot of effort being played on the rebound from Nikolaevich so far in the third quarter. There's Nelson, though. Almost gets the ball taken from him, but he pulls up and gets a nice jump shot for 2 points. 27 now for Nikolaevich, 41 for King Cove with 6 to go here in the third quarter. B.J. Hamilton with the ball, calls a play, gets a screen, drives to the left-hand side, pass out to Ethan. Ethan looked for somebody, but no one was there. And Ian had the ball taken away from him. He's able to get it back on the sideline, passes it in. Nelson gets the steal. Nelson now with the ball. No, Anthony Yakunin with the steal, and he passes Nelson. Nelson from long way out of town. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Jamin. Almost goes off his foot, but he holds on to it. With 3 defenders around him, he weaves through traffic. Takes it to the right-hand side. Ethan pulls up for a jump shot. Nelson steals in, does an amazing save. Behind the back pass, like literally behind the back. Couldn't see what he was doing. Passes it straight to number 23. Nelson gets it on the left-hand side. Drives in through traffic and up off the paint for 2. But here's the breakaway. That's what King Cove does best. Cross-court pass to Jamin Newman. 43 for King Cove, 29 for Nikolaevich. But, man, with the best play of the game for Nikolaevich right there. That was what you know from watching this Nelson, that he can do that, but he does not do it very often. Shot up by number 32, does not go in. Rebound by Anthony Yakunin. Ooh, but Nelson for 3. Good. And just like that, guys, it's an 11-point game. Nikolaevich closing the gap really quickly. With under 5 to go here in the third quarter, 43 for King Cove, 32 for Nikolaevich, and King Cove needs to slow down Nikolaevich here and put a cap on Nelson, because he is really starting to play a game that we did not see happen in the first quarter, but watching him play, you knew that he had it in him. Here's Ian doing a great job, drives in past 2 defenders, floats up at the free throw line, in for 2. Oh, 23 moving really quick. Nikita Fefalov, he takes the right-hand side of the three-point line, passes back to 33. That is Philemon Moldehai. Into the paint now. 23 puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Rebounded by Nikolaevich. Nelson for 2. A long shot for 2, does not go in. Rebounded by Ian. Ian moving quick with the ball now, takes it to the right, back to center, passes to TJ on the left-hand side, pump fake, spins around, goes into the post. Works his way around, and I think they're going to call charging. Yep. Anthony Yakunin doing a really good job taking the charge from PJ, but PJ is a lot to take on a charge, and that hurt. Yakunin is having a really hard time getting up, rubbing his lower back, limping off the court. Yeah, that was a brave move by Anthony Yakunin taking that charge like that. 45 for King Cove, 32 for Nikolaevis. First foul for PJ. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 23 has the ball for Nikolaevis. He passed number 33. That is Phil Bellamon Moldehigh. Ball goes to the ground, though. PJ gets it. He's got a wide open Ian Samuelson on the left-hand side with a nice shot off the glass for two. 47 for King Cove. Now we're starting to see that tide turn again for King Cove. Nelson's got it. He takes it to the left-hand side. Dribbles around, gets a good screen, pulls up for a jumper on the baseline for two. Good shot by Nelson. PJ with it now. He takes the ball, walks it over half court, calls a play. Tight defense being played. Oh, double dribble being called on PJ Hamilton. Good defense on by Jeremy Nelson, forcing that ball violation, moving violation. So take another opportunity here, of course, to say thank you to our listeners this time. We thank our sponsors all the time, but thank you so much to you guys for listening to KSCP and our basketball broadcast. This is just a great time for us here at the station. We really enjoy watching these teams play, getting to announce them, and we hope you enjoy listening to them. So please support KSCP, become a member, and help these broadcasts continue. This is something that we love to do, and only KSCP can do it, and we are here to do it continuously. Please show your support, though, by becoming a member. We have our membership raffle every year, but you can become a member anytime. Just contact the radio station at 907-383-5737, and we'll talk about how you can become a member of KSCP. Coming in now to the third quarter, with just under 3:30 to go. And the score is 47 for King Cove, 34 for Nikolaevis. Possession will be for the Warriors. They'll throw it in from the sideline. Jonah Fefalov with the ball. He gets it to number 33, Felimon Moldehigh. Moldehigh to Nelson on the left-hand side. He quickly moves the ball up, tries to find a lane, pulls back, doesn't get it. 32 now to Neil Gordiev. Gordiev takes it in. Rolling shot, doesn't go down. Rebound by Nikolaevis, and a pass outside to the perimeter. Almost gets stolen by King Cove, but the Warriors maintain. Interesting little sandwich screen there for Jamin, allowing Nelson to take it whichever direction he wants. The shot, though, does not go down. Paul Hamilton gets the rebound. Oh, but stripped away by number 32. He has a nice open look at a layup, but he felt PJ breathing down his neck and doesn't quite get the shot in. Jamin with the ball now. He drives to the baseline. Forces up a shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound to Darby Nelson. 2:42 to go. We're going to have Ethan Mack checking in now for the D-Jacks. Nelson passes over to number 33. That's Felman Moldehigh. Moldehigh back to Nelson now. He's on the left-hand side of the perimeter looking for somebody. All the time in the world, no one putting pressure on him, so he's able to take his time. But here comes a nice almost poke away by Ian. But Jarby Nelson gets the ball, puts up a jumper. That one doesn't go in. Big rebound by PJ and a breakaway. Oh, they're getting used to this now. That full court pass by PJ over to Ian gets picked off by Nelson. And Nelson drives the baseline, moving really fast to get past Robert Christensen, who posts up strong to take the charge. Nelson was able to weave past him, but he was moving so fast that forced him out of bounds on the baseline. So this will be a possession for King Cove. And Jamin has it. He'll walk it past half-court line with under two to go here. 47 for King Cove, 34 for Nikolaevis here at the championship consolation game. Ian puts up a shot for three, doesn't go in. Rebound tipped off the hands of P.J. Hamilton into the hands of Jamin, but it was moving really quickly, and there was no real control on the ball, so it goes out of bounds on the sideline off of Jamin's hands. Under two to go here in the game, 1:48 to be specific. No, one foul so far, King Cove with that charging call. And it looks like the refs are going to take a quick minute to wipe off the ball, a little sweat on it. Makes it hard to take shots when the ball is slipping all over the place. Fast-paced action here in the third quarter. We saw Nikolaevis having a hard time keeping pace in the first half, but they have answered the call to the challenge here in the third quarter. They're playing a really quick game here, and Jeremy Nelson, we've seen sparks of life from him that we know are there. No real fire yet, but we'll see if that doesn't change here as we go into the fourth quarter. All right, the ball being passed around, shot taken by number 32, Neil Gordiev, and it's good for two, 36 now for King Cove. Or 36 for Nikolaevis, 47 for King Cove. Here's Jamin Newman with the ball. Oh, he takes a long shot for three. bounce off the front of the rim, doesn't go in. Rebound fought for, ends up in the hands of number 33 for Nikolaevich. Philemon Moldehai. Those are shots you don't need to take because that was way downtown. That puts the ball into possession of Nikolaevich. Traveling call against Jeremy Nelson as he stopped up and goes for the triple threat position to get the ball moving, but probably slid his foot a little bit too much as he was starting to pivot. And that's a moving violation. Ball going into the hands now, Jamin Newman. Jamin, no pressure on him, so he pulls back and bounces into PJ, but man, ball gets tipped away really well by Neil Gordiev, but T-Jacks keep possession, putting shots up. Hard to see what's going on here. Lots of players around. They put up two opportunities. Doesn't quite go down. This time the rebound finally goes over to Nikolaevich, and Nelson has it. He takes it to the left. Three-point shot. Jumper doesn't go down. Ball tipped away by Christensen. No one's got control. Jamin gets control. He pulls up. Moves past his defender. Takes into the paint. Passes out on the baseline where Ian puts up a shot. That one doesn't go in. Tip back. Two tip backs in a row by PJ. The second one does go in. Good job by PJ. Here's Nikolaevich, 35. That's Jonah Fefalov. Bounces the ball into the right-hand side of the post, but it gets stripped away by Robert Christensen. Jamin with the ball. He's got three defenders around him. He's able to weave his way through. 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ian with some tight pressure. Trying to get... There's going to be a five-second violation. He just could not get past number 32. And that was good defense by Nikolaevich. All right, throw in from the sideline now for number 35. Jamin Newman being called up by Coach Randall Newman to play some defense. Nelson gets a good screen, takes it to the left-hand side. No lane, long shot for three with the last seconds. Oh, and that's been the story of the game right there for Jeremy Nelson. Shot just goes inside the bucket and right back out. I mean, for all the shots that almost went in, he'd have 50 points by now. Fresh 8 minutes on the clock now as we go into the fourth quarter. The score is 49 for King Cove, 36 for Nikolaevich. One foul on the board. That's with King Cove, a charging against TJ. And we are about to end this right here. The final game for King Cove in this 2013-2014 season. And it's been wonderful following both Sandpoint and King Cove. Both teams supporting really good players this year. King Cove able to take it very far in the tournament, doing a good job controlling the consolation bracket, really. And if they had played the way that they played later on the tournament against Alick in the first round, they would have been the Sullivan right away, but that's the way it goes. Alick wanted that game really bad. They played really hard, and you know what? Just to be honest, Alick earned it. They worked for it very hard, and they won. So here comes Nikolaevich now. They're going to have possession going into the fourth quarter. They'll throw in from the sideline. Again, the score 49 King Cove, 36 for Nikolaevich. That is more than enough opportunity for Nikolaevich to close that gap. Here's Nelson. He drives the baseline, floats up on the baseline, doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for, and Nelson gets his own board at the perimeter. He puts it in to the right-hand side where 32 puts up a shot. That's Neil Gordiev, doesn't go in. Jamin Newman gets the rebound this time. He's trying to... Oh, and a great steal from Darby Nelson. He sees an opportunity with a light pass that was going to P.J. Hamilton. He just runs in there out of nowhere and steals it for two. Here's the T-Jacks. And Nelson with another incredible steal against P.J., and he throws it in behind the back again as he goes out of bounds and saves it. Gets to his own player, and here's some defense now being played. But Nelson, man, oh, for three, doesn't go down. Ethan Mack with the rebound. He's got tight defense all around. Nikolaevich knows they can still win this game. And Jamin pulls up for two just inside the three-point line, doesn't go in. Rebound by Nelson. Nelson does not want this game to end. He is fighting for every point, and he's getting a few in there, and they're starting to close the gap. 49 for King Cove, 38 for Nikolaevich. Shot off the rim for Nikolaevich, number 35, Jonah Fefalov. That does not go in. And Jamin's got the ball. Bounce pass over to Ian. Ian sees charging there, another one against Anthony Yakunin as PJ was charging into the paint, drops down hard and up, and man, Anthony just taking a beating. Anthony Yakunin standing up against PJ and getting knocked down hard, but that's the second foul for PJ, second half foul of the second half. 6:42 to go here in the game. 49 for King Cove, 38 for Nikolaevis. And we are seeing Nikolaevis not saying die here. They're not going to give up this basketball game. They are only 11 points behind. That is a gap that is more than closable. And they're playing really fast defense. Jeremy Nelson is a great player for Nikolaevis. It'll be interesting to see if he can't catch fire here in the fourth quarter, but King Cove doing a really good job keeping the momentum in their favor, or at least stopping Nikolaevis from gaining momentum, which is what they really need to do, just hold on to this lead. Great team from King Cove this year. When they play as a team, it is amazing to watch them and what they can do. And we've really seen them play that way here in the last two games. All right, 6:42 to go here. Ball in the hands of Nikolaevis. 23 will throw it in. That's Nikit Fefilov. Full court man-to-man, though, from King Cove is going to be a hard thing for them to get past. Fefilov moving quickly. Pass over to Jonah Fefilov. Almost goes out of bounds, but he's able to save it. Pass into the hands of Nelson. Ball gets tipped away out of Nelson's hands by Ian, but Nelson holds on. Pass to the right-hand side now to the perimeter. Now pass again. High one to Nelson, who drives into the lane, pulls up for a jumper. Drains it. And now that is 40 for Nikolaevis, and they are within 10 points. All right. King Cove with the ball. Now Jamin calls a play. Gets a screen by PJ. He drives in. Pass to Ethan. Ethan now bounce pass on the post to PJ. That one comes up way short. Into the hands of Anthony Yakunin. He hands it off to Nelson. Nelson with the ball. Nikolaevis is closing the gap. Jamin playing tight defense, but Nelson pulls up, gets the screen. Assignment picked up by Ethan. Ethan saw that screen coming, did a good job closing. Oh, 32 with the ball. Goes up for a shot, off the glass, not in. Anthony Yakunin gets a board and hooks it in for two, and there we go. A full timeout being called by Nikolaevis, and they're within seven with 5:30 to go. We said that was a gap that could be closed, and they are working on closing it. And here we go, King Cove. Again, talking to Coach Randall Newman. You know, this is their game to lose. They're doing a great job, but this fourth quarter, Nikolaevis came out to play. King Cove has an opportunity here to tell them that we're here to play too. We got two substitutions, Connor Samson coming back in, Levi Larson coming back in. Ethan and Robert Christensen sitting down. So we're in the final stretch here of this game. Championship consolation bracket game. King Cove with 49, Nikolaevis with 42. Still anyone's game. PJ with the only two fouls of the second half. And King Cove will have possession. PJ with it. He gets a handoff from the referee. And Jamin will have no pressure as he walks the ball up the half court. And we'll see if they can burn the clock down a little bit. Time is not on their side. They just need to get the clock moved down. But, man, tight defense from Nikolaevis. Playing a really high defense. Opens up that backdoor opportunity. Jamin gets to PJ. Nice pick and roll. PJ on left-hand side. Left hand off the glass in the bottom post. Great job with a pick and roll. And here comes Jonah. Jonah Fefilov now at number 23. That is Nikit Fefilov. Fefilov into 32, Neil Gordiev. Gordiev to Nelson. Nelson on the right-hand side to 23, Nikit Fefilov. Bounce pass into the post. Goes off the back of 32, Neil Gordiev. Long pass now to Nelson on the left-hand side of the perimeter. He takes it down to the baseline, 35, puts up a shot. That doesn't go in. Rebound by Jamin. Jamin has a fast-breaking Ian. Ian pulls up short. Nice floating shot off the glass from about 5 feet out. Here's a quick break from Jonah Fefilov. He pulls back over Nelson for a long three. Oh, and that is good. 45 for Nikolaevis, 53 for King Cove, and that was just something that you would see in the NBA right there, pulling up for a long shot for three and just kicks it right out. Here's Connor Samson to PJ. PJ puts the shot up just inside the perimeter for two. 55 now for King Cove, 45 for Nikolaevis. And here comes King Cove bringing back the pressure that they had all this game. Nelson gets the ball handed off to him. He finds number 23, Nikit Fefilov, on the right-hand side, rolling pass into Nelson. He puts it up off the back iron, doesn't go in. Ball is up for anyone. Goes into the hands of Damon Newman, but, man, he's got two defenders all over him trying to steal the ball, and he's going to get fouled. Pushing against Neil Gordieff. And that's only one foul so far for Nikolaevis. We're under four to go here in the game. 55 for King Cove, 45 for Nikolaevis. Ethan Mack checking in for King Cove. And he'll come in for Ian Samuelson. BJ throws the ball into Jamin. He's going to be met by number 23, Nikit Fefilov. Jamin takes it behind the back over to the left-hand side. Pulls it for a jumper. It's going to come up short. Rebound fought for by Levi Larson, and he gets it from Anthony Fefilov, but as he falls to the ground, it goes into the hands of Nikolaevis. Nelson with the ball. He crosses over, pulls up wide open three. No one there to meet him as in his crossover. And that's going to be a pushing foul, I believe. Or they're just going to say that was on the baseline. Yeah, the ball went to the baseline. There's a fight for the board. And I guess went out of bounds. It's in the possession for King Cove. PJ takes to the right-hand side. Met by number 32, Neil Gordieff. Oh, and the pass from PJ goes out. And it's almost stolen. But PJ gets the ball rolling back to him. And he drives into the lane. And as he goes into the lane, loses control of the ball. But Nikolaevis touches it on the way out of bounds, fighting to keep it inbound. Couldn't quite do it. The throw in underneath their own basket for the T-Jacks. DJ finds Damon. Damon on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Floats in. Puts a shot. Oh, and they say he got pushed on the way there, so he'll go to the line for two. 23, wow, Nikit Fefilov. And it was a shot that was definitely uncharacteristically off target for him, so I can believe that he got pushed. Ooh, the first shot rolls around the rim and out. Second shot, up. That one is good. All right, here comes Nelson. Oh, nice crossover. Almost catches Jamin looking, but he cannot cross over well enough, loses control of the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Just a little bit too much momentum. Jamin doing a great job keeping up with Nelson and playing defense on him. Jamin moving quick over to the left-hand side. He finds Ethan. Ethan pulls back. They're going to try to burn this clock down. Jamin pump fakes. His pass over to the top of the post gets stolen away. It was intended by PJ. Ooh, and Ian trying to grab the ball, but he just started moving a little too quickly. And it goes out of bounds. Good job by Ian trying to be there. Under 2:40 to go here. 56 for King Cove, 45 for Nikolaevis. Nelson with a quick jump shot for three. And he's keeping them in it. 48 for Nikolaevis, 56 for King Cove. Garubi Nelson, player of the game. No questions asked for the guys over there on Nikolaevis. Full timeout being called by Nikolaevis. Two fouls apiece here in the second half. 2:30 to go in the game. 56 for King Cove, 48 for Nikolaevis. King Cove doing a fantastic job defensively, just keeping Nikolaevis from running away with this game. All right, there's the break. And we will see King Cove with possession. And the boys from Nikolaevis breaking out from the huddle. DJ Hamilton will throw the ball in on the baseline. He's going to have a full court press to meet him. And interestingly enough, there's no one right there for PJ, and everyone looks like they're ready to run. I only see four players. Oh, there's, okay. Ian was hidden behind the coach there. All right, here's Ian. He pulls up for three. Oh, off the right-hand side, does not go down off the back iron. 23 gets the board for Nikolaevis. That's Nikit Fefilov. He finds Nelson quickly. Nelson back to Fefilov. Back to Nelson. Pulls up for three. Off the right-hand side of the iron. Picked up by P.J. Hamilton. Hamilton moving quickly. He's got defenders all around. Oh, and he slips on the board, but amazingly keeps possession and dribble going as he slides to the ground He is literally parallel and just dribbles the ball continuously. I do not know how he did that, but that was incredible. Foul on number 15, Anthony Yakunis. Even Jeremy Nelson comes up to PJ and just gives him five for that. That was amazing. Robert Christensen checking in for Connor Samuelson. PJ underneath his own basket with the throw-in. His pass gets tipped up, and Feflov is there to steal it, but it gets tipped away from him. Oh, they're going to call that. Yeah. Back and forth as Ethan Mack got possession of the ball, but his foot crossed half-court line. Throw-in on the sideline for Nikolaevsk with under two to go here. 50-16 Co, 48 Nikolaevsk. The Warriors moving the ball quick. They find Nelson. Nelson takes to the baseline, tries to pass to the post. It runs into all sorts of traffic, but it goes back in the hands of Nikolaevsk. A wild pass sent out to the perimeter by 35. Jonah Feflov goes in the hands of Jamin. Jamin to Ethan. Oh, and a hold call there as Ethan moves quickly to get around his defender. And that'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket. 90 seconds to go here on the dot. 56 for King Cove, 48 for Nikolaevsk. And this has been a great matchup here. Only 8 points separates the two teams. And that is going to be only 8 points to cover. This is going to be a tight game. We are going to see who will come out here with the consolation bracket win. And with 90 seconds on the clock, one last shout-out to our sponsors here in this basketball season. Thank you so much to Penn Air for supporting these broadcasts. Thank you also to Schumann Corporation for always supporting KSCP. Shout-out to Wasatch Electronics for their support, and also Telalaska continuously supporting KSCP in our broadcasting efforts in the Eastern Aleutians. You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska. And we are in the final 90 seconds of this basketball season for King Cove. And you can just tell that these boys are excited to be the champions here in the consolation bracket if they can walk away here. 90 seconds, 8 points between the two teams. Nikolaevsk is going to play really hard, and they force a steal right there. Anthony Yakunin grabs the ball. He tries to pass it out, but it gets tipped away. And out of bounds off King Cove. Jeremy Nelson will throw it in. 1:26 on the clock. Jamin with tight pressure. Not allowing any time for them to roll the ball in. Jamin sticking to Nelson tight. Passed over to the left-hand side of the perimeter. Gets tipped up by Robert Christensen. But Nikolaevsk controls the ball. Back to Nelson. Nelson bounces into the top of the free throw line. 32 takes a shot. Neil Gordiev doesn't go in, but he gets the board and kicks it out to... And he kicks it out to Nikita Feflov, who puts it up for three. And now 5 points with 1 minute to go. This is still anybody's game. Oh, we're seeing that anxious hands from P.J. Hamilton as he throws the ball into Jamin. Full court pressure. 1 minute in the game. Oh, and a pass from Jamin gets swatted out by Neil Gordiev. Nikolaevsk is not rolling over. They are going to run this game out to the very end. They want the win just as bad as King Cove does. Let's see if King Cove holds on. They've got a great team here, and they want this win bad. But here's some tight defense. Bounced into PJ. Oh, wide open on the bottom side of the post. Robert Christensen, great play. 58 for King Cove. 51, 44 seconds to go in the game. Fast defense. Tip out by Ethan. Oh, and he just can't quite keep up. A great tip out. Good defense. Thrown from the sideline for Nikolaevsk. 38 seconds to go in the game. 58 for King Cove. 51 for Nikolaevsk. Pass into Nelson. He takes it to the left-hand side quick. Pulls up for three. Oh, just off the back iron. Rebound goes to Nelson. Jamin almost had it, but couldn't quite keep his hands on it. There's Fafit. He pulls up a three. Doesn't go in. And a foul called on Yakunin. Robert Christensen, I think, pushed down Yakunin, so that's going to be a ball for Nikolaevsk underneath their own basket, a throw-in on the baseline. All right. Nelson throws the ball in. He gets it to Jonah Feflov. Back to Nelson for three. Off the back iron. Rebound to Ethan. Ethan with the ball. He passed over to Nelson. Or not to Nelson, sorry. He passed over to PJ. PJ guarded by Nelson. Robert Christensen wide open underneath the basket on the left-hand side of the post. 10 seconds to go here. 60 points for King Cove, 51 for Nikolaevis. And I think we're at the end. There's a steal for King Cove. Ethan Mack with the ball wide open. Takes it on the left-hand side. And there we go, ladies and gentlemen. There's the buzzer for the game. Final score of this championship game in the consolation bracket. 62 for King Cove, 51 for Nikolaevis. And King Cove is going to end their season with a big win here at the state tournament. Good job, King Cove. They just had a great season this year, winning the consolation bracket for the 1A boys team.